Broncos commence their NFC East portion of this year's schedule Sunday at Invesco Field at Mile High, and it's really no mystery what has made this Dallas offense productive so far this year. They bring the number one ranked rushing offense to town, and even with starter Marion Barber nursing a thigh injury, the Broncos defense knows it'll have to keep all eyes on whoever lines up behind quarterback Tony Romo.
If you watch their games, they're all productive. And, you know, with that line in front of them, I mean, you can put anybody back there. Those guys move the ball, and, you know, they're great backs. They're going to make some things happen. We just got to, you know, concentrate on what we have to do to stop them.
We have to make sure that we're sound in our gaps, make sure that where everybody's running to the ball. Obviously, Barb is a Pro Bowl running back, and we know what he brings to the table. Very physical. Definitely enjoyed playing against with Philadelphia. He's one guy that you look at on their team that says, you know what, you would love for that guy to be on your team. The way he comes every down.
We don't have a contract with him, so we don't know what their game plan is going to be. But they've been running the ball very successfully lately, and we just got to buckle down, eat a lot of steak and potatoes this week, and get ready for him.
The line does a great job of getting the linebackers covered up, moving people out of the way. You know, and they run schemes that allow those guys to be real physical and try to change the line of scrimmage. There's no finesse in them at all. This is a powerful group, a big group that you got to do a good job of trying to, you know, disrupt them at the line of scrimmage some way, shape, or form, or it could be a long day.
When Romo drops back to pass, he will have options. Tight end Jason Witten ranks second among league tight ends with 19 catches, 9 of which have gone for first downs. But regardless, the Denver defense knows it'll need to play everyone running routes as if they're the first option.
Thing is, he doesn't have all the pressure on him. They have a good team. They got a lot of different weapons, and you know they use all their weapons now. And you know I think that's what's hurt them in the past, but not this year. I mean they're using everything they got.
Witten is a big part of this offense, but they have a capable group of receivers that we can't sleep on. You can't just lean and say we're going to take Witten away and not keep an eye on the other guys that they have, who've all put up some pretty good numbers thus far this season.
He makes a lot of plays with his arms and his feet, and we just have to be smart, play smart football out there. He's a guy that reads defense as well and knows what he's doing. He's a veteran now, so hopefully we can force him to some of those mistakes that can help us out on Sunday.
They got a great offense, great quarterback. That does a lot of good things. They got very good skilled players, a really good offensive line, and it's one of those things where you got to try to keep mixing it up. You can't give them the same thing the whole game or you're going to get in trouble, you know, because somebody's going to have 200 yards if you do that.
For the Broncos to keep Romo and the Dallas offense on the bench watching the game, they know they'll have to move the ball against a Dallas defense that has playmakers all over the field.
Oh, they look like a good football team, no question about it. They're big and physical and have, you know, probably the most talented team we've played. Defensively, Newman's a very good player in the secondary. Everybody knows about Ware up front, but number 90, Ratliff, is a great player at nose tackle, and all the linebackers can run and make plays, so we've got to work it out for us.
They're aggressive. They blitz a lot, cause a lot of matchup problems, got a lot of Pro Bowlers over there, guys that present the offense with a lot of challenges.
13 Pro Bowlers last year, 10 still on the roster. They got a lot of disruptive players, and I think that's the biggest difference is when they are really playing well, they disrupt your rhythm offensively by creating a lot of negative plays. And it's been one of the things that we've kind of talked a lot about since the beginning of the season, and something we've done fairly well this year is limit or eliminate them, period. And they do a lot of that defensively. So we're going to have to make sure that we don't let those guys in the backfield create pressure, sack the quarterback, or tackle the backs in the backfield, because a lot of drives you see second and 13, second and 12, third and 13, and you're not going to play good football against a good defense like this if you play the game like that.
Remember, kickoff is 2:15 Sunday, and if you're heading to Invesco early, be sure to check out DenverBroncos.com for information on traffic and road closures due to the Race for the Cure event in downtown Denver. Thanks for watching. I'm Chris Hall for Broncos TV. More from the stadium on Sunday.